Some other business news this morning. Mattel has announced another recall of toys made in China. This is the third recall in 5 weeks. And once again, lead paint is the issue, as NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Mattel is eager to convince its customers that it is taking aggressive action. It was caught by surprise the first time when it was forced to recall Fisher-Price toys in early August. But since then, the company says it has been testing everything and letting the public know whenever it finds something bad. This recall is the smallest one yet, but it's still pretty big, covering nearly 800,000 toys. That includes just under 9,000 Bongo Band toy drum sets, around 90,000 GeoTrax locomotive toys, which are aimed at toddlers. But the bulk of this recall, fully 675,000 units, is for Barbie accessories. Mattel is very specific. On the Barbie Dream Puppy House, there is lead paint on the toy dog, but nowhere else. On the Barbie Dream Kitty Condo, the lead paint is solely on the cat. In both cases, the rest of the house, the windows, the doors, the drinking dishes, are all safe. But beware of the optional table and chairs kitchen playset. There is lead paint on much of that. Right now, retailers are preparing for the Christmas buying season, and nobody is quite sure just how the nation's largest toy maker will fare after three recalls in 5 weeks. Adam Davidson, NPR News.